Guys, I can't believe that team won last night. They're so good at basketball. What a crazy fucking game. Jesus. Now we have to run with it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. He was a high school All-American, a college All-American. He was All-Pro in the NFL. But the thing that he's most proud of is during his show in Muncie, Indiana, he made a woman in the crowd laugh so hard she shit her pants. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee!
Good morning, Tuesday, April 4th. You are listening to the Pat McAfee Show. I am Pat McAfee. Next to me, at Tactical Digs. Next to him, at Todd McComas. Next to me on the other side, at Nick Maraldo. On the ones and twos, Big Hoff. What's up, dog?
Good, good.
I'm probably feeling better than anyone in this room.
We're a little hungover. We are a little hungover. After 4 days in Las Vegas, the worst city on earth. We thought, so sick of it, don't do it ever again. We decided, well, we didn't do anything. Diggs' mom and dad decided that it was his birthday this past weekend. And Diggs set up a trip to New York months and months and months ago before we decided to kill ourselves in Las Vegas. So Diggs and his group of friends went to New York City. So whenever the dudes from Barstool heard that Diggs was going to New York City, I got a text that said, so we doing DP40 in 1 week again or not? And I said, I don't think so. Then I got kicked out of my house by my old lady. Yep. Dick?
Yeah, but you had fun this weekend.
But we're back at it. She kicked me out. I had to earn, you know, her love back. And we're back at it. We're in a good spot. But what happened was on Saturday, Todd McComas and I decided to hop on a plane and go to New York City and do 24 hours in officially the worst fucking city on earth.
That place New is- York City!
What was that? What,
do I New want, York City!
I think Kenny Powers has a much better quote about that city. I don't think we're allowed to play it. But I hated it.
Well,
how do people live in that city?
I have no idea how you live every day in that place. It boggles my mind. It's confusing. It's busy.
And it's hungover as shit, if I have ever had anything to do with it. Diggs, how'd you feel for your birthday weekend? You're the one that chose to go there.
Yeah, yeah, because I love the city. I'm a big fucking fan. Love busy. Love the way they drive. That's all I'm about.
What do you mean drive? You don't drive. You park, and then you try to move, and then you park again.
If you've ever driven there, it's phenomenal. You could lay on your horn the entire time.
You just like that your horn can be active. You're a fucking idiot.
But so we're out Friday night. Got to meet up with a few of the Barstool New York guys, and then we get a text from one Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
Think I'm coming out.
Guys.
And I looked at Nick and I was like, fuck.
Not good. You guys went to bed early on Friday.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No.
I walked in that door at 3 a.m. I don't know. Yeah, compared to Vegas, it was early.
I thought I saw videos of Hambone moving around That's a different. Light at 1 a.m.
That's different.
Is that not what happened?
Yeah, you're right. But we also started a lot earlier.
So who's lying?
I was out.
He stayed out. A couple of us went back.
Okay. I thought you guys were preparing for my arrival, the tornado that's coming. Chris, you went to bed early.
I didn't even believe you were coming. It was April Fool's in my mind the entire time.
Yeah. Girls are pregnant.
Le'Veon Bell's not playing next season.
I fucking fell for it. I fell for it. I fell for that. I felt bad. And then I'm not coming to New York. So you thought it was all April Fool's?
Yeah. I was woke the whole time. I didn't want to believe it. I actually kind of didn't want it to happen.
Yeah, nobody did. Once I got there, the only person that really wanted it to happen was Gaz and Matty Walsh. Matty Walsh is an OG of Barca. I love him.
Great guy.
He's all in. I told him that me and Gaz, at Stool Sales Guy, and Matty Walsh, I told them that we have to take a break from each other for a while. Yeah. Like, listen, when we get together, it's not good for any of us. For health reasons, you and I, we have to split. Matty Walsh responds with, you got it, until DP40 hits up Miami next weekend. I'll see you there. I said, fuck you. I'm not going down there. No way. You know what I'm not doing?
Not going down there.
I'm not drinking until I get 1 million followers on Twitter.
I like that.
Ooh, did you hear that?
A little self-challenge.
It kind of is a self-challenge, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be put in some situations where I should probably drink, like my birthday, May 2nd, not doing it. I'm not drinking until I have
30.
Not doing it.
Maybe you start after PM 30.
I tell you, I look in the mirror after every night that we do what we do at places.
I know.
That place bounce.
Ooh.
There was this nightclub that was happening at 6 o'clock yesterday, on Saturday in New York City. I couldn't get in for an hour and 10 minutes. I had $10,000 in my right pocket. Couldn't get in.
The funniest part about that is you texted us like an hour before and asked us what we were doing. And Nick said, we're currently standing in line for a place. And Pat goes, standing in line? What's that?
Never heard of it. Never heard of it.
And then he waits in line for an hour.
I didn't wait in a line. Let's not get crazy.
The dumbest thing about it was, of course, well, you know, he just sat and waited. He's like, just wait till I get in there. Just wait till I get in there. Yeah. I'm going to win this place over. We'll get everybody in there. It's exactly what fucking happened.
And I called my shot because there was a couple boys from Plum that were out there. Plum's our hometown. Hambone, a guy I referred to earlier, is a kid we played soccer with growing up, one of Diggs' good friends and Nick's good friend. He's a fucking tornado, that guy. That guy is a full tornado. And as we were about to get in, like 10 minutes into waiting, because the place was at capacity. Mm-hmm. I mean, they couldn't move. They had these three big oose bouncers outside yelling at us 10 times, yelling at everybody to move. Just, all you little white people, get the fuck out of the way. If you could move further away from the door, that'd be great. Then me, Todd, and Vibbert were there. Vibbs is our good guy. He makes a lot of the t-shirts for us. We're just sitting there like, God damn, like, why can we not? Why are we waiting here? And then Dave comes out and he's like, I'll get you in a second. I'm like, okay. He said, I'm trying to find the owner of this place. Right in front of one of the bouncers. He's like, I'm trying to find the owner. Right. Bouncers told Dave to move.
Yeah.
They said, well, you get back in
couldn't
there.
Couldn't give a fuck.
Didn't the bouncers, big oose motherfuckers, gave zero. So we're just standing on a sidewalk. I have an American flag bandana on and an NWO t-shirt. Jeans with a lot of money in my right pocket. And I was like, should I just tell these bouncers that I have it? I was like, no, they don't deserve it. They don't deserve to know what's coming into their bar. So we waited for 45 minutes. And Dave was like, if we wait for five more minutes, we're all leaving. He said, if I can't find this owner, because the owner was in there, but he was a small little fella, Benny. I met him. He's a little wiry fella. He was in the back corner of that place. Impossible to find. If, like, after going in, I'm like, how hard can it be to find the owner? Jam-packed in that fucking place. People were jam-packed. Yeah. There had to be a fire code going on, violation everywhere in there. And I was right in the middle of all of it. But I didn't want to wait any longer. You guys were across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come over, Pat. Have a drink with us. No, I'm good.
Well, he tried to come
in. No, I did. Tried. I did come over.
Did you?
Yeah, I walked over there.
They kicked him out. Because he had an American flag bandana. Well,
that's the place to kick
did
him out.
Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, no. I thought they wouldn't let you in a bounce because of the American flag bandana.
No, completely wrong. So the place across the street that had no line, nobody wanted to go there. There's people standing outside for an hour at this place across the street. Across the street, there's one bouncer over there, African-American fella. Kind of big. I think I could have took him if I had to.
It was like the ugly chick that hangs around the hot chick at the bar.
Well, it was packed
downstairs.
Everybody
goes to the hot chick and doesn't talk to the ugly. It's like that.
It was a lot like everybody had their back to the place across the street. Like not even looking at that place. And I just go, finally, like, I don't wait. Like, this, there's a place that'll sell me booze right there. Why am I waiting to get into this place? Dave was like, please just wait. We'll get you in here in 5 minutes. And I understood that that happens. You know, sometimes that happens. So I go over and try to go to your place to meet up with you guys. I got a couple of text messages from you guys like, hey, Pat, your friends are across the street. I'm like, hey, guys, let me just get into this fucking place real quick. And then your friends, my friends, can all be in this place, right? Because I knew what was going to happen when I walked in there. I knew what was going to happen. So I come over to your place to meet up with you guys. I'm like, fuck it. This place, congratulations. You won the lottery. I'm coming over here, right? I literally let them know I'm coming into your bar. You're welcome. I walk in. The guy checks my ID. I get past him. He goes, you got to take off that bandana, though. And I did a 180, walked the fuck out. I said, absolutely not. Walked right back across the street, stood back on the sidewalk. Stood back on the sidewalk and stared at the bouncer across the street.
I didn't quite understand the place we were in either because they were very particular about the dress code. As you found out, Captain Cons was with us. They kept making him take his hat off. He was just wearing a straight baseball cap forward. They're like, you got to take it off.
But I was watching dudes walk out of there.
But the surrounding area of the bar was filled with ping pong tables, skee ball.
Shuffleboard.
Right. Like, it was like a fun time bar.
New York has no fucking idea. I didn't understand, They don't have a clue what they want.
It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. So then I go back across the street. We probably waited, 10 more minutes after I got kicked out of the one place?
Yeah, probably 10 or 15 minutes.
By the way, could have taken the bandana off, couldn't I?
No.
You know why I didn't?
America?
America.
Fucking right. You eat shit, motherfucker. These colors don't fucking run on this bandana here. And it wasn't even my full head was covered. I had like the cool, you know, just... Yeah.
Rough and Nadal type look.
Yeah, exactly. Very Rafael Nadal look. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, probably could have played tennis. And I never played the drums before drums showed up at the place. So I go back across the street to this place called Bounce. And Dave finally has the owner. And the owner looks at me and goes, how many? I go, there's three of us. He goes, come on, let's go. And I'm like, all right, here we go. And the bouncer, the owner goes to me. He goes, Dave has told me like 10 times that you're the most popular person in here. And I don't know why that I haven't let you in or whatever. And I looked at Dave and was like, Dave, you're in here though. And Dave was like, no, wait till this guy gets in here. He's the most popular guy in here. I was like, Dave is lying. And then within 2 minutes of walking in there, there must've been a bunch of Barstool followers in there. I got swarmed in that fucking, like, swarmed.
That whole block had Barstool people waiting because they kept coming up to you one after another. I'm like, holy shit, we're in New York City.
In front of the bouncers that wouldn't let me in. I'm taking pictures with, like, 30 people. I'm taking pictures with, like, 30 people. And, like, the bouncers are just like, nope, can't get into this place. The guy with the American flag bandana, as he told me to take off my bandana or leave, three people were asking for my picture. So I'm like, you fucking idiot. Like, how dumb are you? Like, A, I don't know how this person even knows me. You shouldn't know me, but it's cool that you do. Bouncer, you were so dumb. Why would you not let me in? Like, from a business state, that's just a bad idea. We get it. You're powerful. You're at the door. We get it. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm
the gatekeeper to you blocking out at this bar. Get the fuck out of here. So then we go into Bounce. I finally get into Bounce. And boy, did we go.
It was just Vegas all over.
The tip, the bouncer philosophy was
it was
on
huge.
Full
huge.
It's a pro tip, guys.
At one point, every time someone picked up their glass to take a drink, someone would swoop in and wipe the water ring. And then Pat would just go swing $100.
Yeah, that was Javier. That was our boy Javier.
Yeah.
So when we first walked in, there was no table for us. There was nowhere it was at max capacity. We couldn't even move. Me, Todd, and Vibs were doing like a Soul Train line, our hands on each other's shoulders, because if not, you would have got sucked in and you were gone into the humans. I just looked around for the nearest bouncer, and I was like, Todd, stop. I'm like, bro, what's up, man? Can I get a couple of beers? He was like, I'm not a bartender. I was like, how about this, cuz? Bang, $100 in his hand. He said, yep, let's go. Come with me. Here we go. They gave us two buckets within 3 seconds. Like, and the manager comes over, this tall guy in a suit. I'm like, what's up, cuz? Bang. There we go. Take care of him. He's like, oh, yeah, anything you guys want. He brings over 15 shots at that time. I mean, and then it just started.
Hey.
It just started. What's up?
So I tried doing that when I got in there. I did it to two guys.
What, you give them $20?
Nope.
No,
I gave them $100 each.
And what happened?
I was out of money.
I did the same thing. I took $800 in my wallet, all the cash that I brought. I took it out, and I was like, okay. Because I thought drinks are expensive in New York, whatever. We didn't have to buy a single drink.
Yeah, they paid for all our drinks.
I spent $600 of
it. But no, it was worth it.
20s.
That place was so crowded. I was like, yo, bathroom. He was like leading me like a fullback every time.
Yeah, that's who you got to get, those bouncers. And then did you tip Moss that was in the – his name was Moss from Senegal.
I was called him Massimo.
Yeah, from Senegal. And I walked in. I go, cuz, what's up? And he goes, like, I don't know that. I don't have that accent. I'm like, hello. I don't have it. I ain't got it. Hello. Does that sound right?
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sound right.
Hello. How you go? You want mint? No. But here's this. I want that fucking stall back there every time I come. You got it. Bang, straight to the stall. And then I had my shirt off.
Well, yeah, I knew the place was ours when I walked in and the owner was giving you chest blows with your shirt off. He was just standing back and punching you in the chest like a speed bag.
And how did I look? Pretty good, by the way, with my shirt off.
Yeah,
Vegas, not so good. Vegas, I was very relaxed, a little bloated. I did that Superman cape thing. I looked a little fat. I was a little bit embarrassed. But in New York, all the shots were from the ribs up. I looked like I was in shape.
Solid.
I looked good. I looked goddamn good. I felt good.
I saw your picture on Twitter like before I even got over there with the shirt off, and I was like, maybe I'll take mine off of there. And then I was like, nope, not a good idea.
Why not? You don't feel good about body, huh? Dick's getting a little body shaming at home?
We're on our way.
Hey.
Yeah.
Beach season's right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Are we going to a beach? We're in Indiana.
You guys have beaches there?
Yeah, Indiana Beach. Where's that at, Todd?
Monticello.
It's
Indiana.
Hot. It's a banger.
If things work out great, not a lot of shirt at the 500.
Oh, I guess they're training for that.
Indy 500 is a shirts off event. I mean, that's a jorts shirts off event. I was built for the Indy 500, basically. And
I can't go jorts. That's your thing.
You can. There's a clothing company that approached me to make my own line of jorts, by the way. Let's just throw that out there. There is a company that has approached me, a pretty prominable, and I don't know, is that the right word?
Prominable?
Promitable.
Just go with it.
There's a big fucking company.
They're probably profitable.
I hope. I mean, we're going to find out. They were like reached out. They're like, hey, we think we should do a line of clothes with you. And I'm like, you guys do jorts? They're like, yeah, we understand you white trash ass likes jorts. I'm like, I love them. They're like, yeah, we can do that. I'm like, let's talk. Old Patty Mac setting fashion standards. Are you kidding me right here?
Can we talk about the irony of you not allowing us to wear sweatpants in the studio? And yeah. You wore jorts every day for the past 2 weeks?
Real quick, guys. You don't dress for the job you have. You dress for the job you want.
This is the job I want.
You're going to be homeless. I don't know what we're doing here. Is this, are we in bed? These sweatpants?
These are joggers.
They're embarrassing. If it was Yarmer Jogger, I would love it. They're joggers. What are we doing here? What type of operation are we running, guys? This is work. You see me in these fucking dress tank top? This is a dress up tank top. At Barstool Indy, we do not run this ragtag homeless operation you guys got going on right now.
We did it last Monday too, but you didn't notice that day.
Yeah, I was still blacked out from Vegas. What do you expect from me?
Tell you what I learned, it's dangerous to drink with a new group of people because they each order you a different type of shot.
Dude, that late night bar we went to?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Were you there?
Mm. For about 12 minutes.
Yeah, you left.
Then I fell asleep in a cab and woke up to a guy shaking me.
Oh, I remember that.
Hey,
tweet.
Wake up! Wake up!
Where's he from?
I don't know.
Hold on. Where was that guy from? I want to hear where
Indian. Indian?
All right, let me hear him again.
Hey, wake up!
I'm going to close my eyes one more time.
Hey, wake up! Was it good better?
That's all he said?
Yeah. He was shaking me. I said, where are we at, man? He's like, where you told me? I was like, oh, good.
Is that the Roger?
No. I didn't sleep with you.
What just happened? I stayed at the Roger Hotel, and they did not like my review of that place.
Oh, why did Airbnb?
Dude, that was probably one of my favorite things that's ever happened. Do not text me asking me how my stay is going whenever you know you completely fucking lied to me. Right? You were planning on staying in my room. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, we'll get a cat. Oh, not cat. We did get cat. But I said, we'll get the penthouse of this place, and you'll just stay in my room. Because it was a last minute trip. We booked the flight that morning.
Yes.
He got a suite that was $50 more a night than the room I got for Vibs and I. And basically, a suite is half of the other room with one bed.
But you're by yourself.
It has a balcony.
I had a balcony that you could walk out and do a full 360 and then walk back
right.
in. Couldn't really move. I mean, you could get some fresh air if you wanted, but you couldn't really move. There was no calisthenics happening on that balcony. There was no calisthenics happening in the entire room. You walked in, you hit my bed. Bang. There you are.
Oh, wait.
You roll over my bed. There's the bathroom. Don't take a shit, though, because you can't spread your legs out. You can't. The walls were touching. And that guy has the fucking nerve to send me a text. Hey, how's your stay? 1 to 5. 1 to 5. How about this?
You gave him a 3.8. It's not bad.
Compared to Rikers Island. I compared it to Rikers Island because Dave was calling in the goons from Pittsburgh, me and Nick, to go to SoulCycle and fight the guy on Monday morning. That's what he wanted us to do.
Was that happening at the bar after I left?
Yeah. That's the only thing that was happening at the bar after. So people were challenging me to chug beers. I chugged like 10 more beers late night. 10 more. Think about that.
Yeah,
10 more beers late night.
I know.
And then Dave was like, need to go into SoulCycle. Listen, it's my job now. I guess I'll come in there. And me and Nick were just like,
I didn't even hear the conversation. I was on the other side of the bar, and Pat would just look over and point, and I would just nod, somewhat reluctantly, but somewhat like, yeah, okay,
yeah,
that's what we got to do now.
Whatever you're brewing, I'm probably in.
That was me and Dave. Dave was like, I just think the world would be much better if you just walked into that SoulCycle class and knocked that guy out. I was like, well, I guess I have to. And I looked at Nick. I go, Nick, you in? He's a sea bass? Yeah. That's exactly the situation that happened. He's like, a sea bass? Really? Yeah, if that guy in the corner over there is sea bass. Nick was just like, yep, all right, good. And then I'm happy we left. Because that's like a real, I looked that up, like the charges I could have got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like assault.
That's assault, brother.
There's some other stuff because it's at his workplace. So I basically went into his.
Terrorism, probably.
I mean, New York City's filled with that, filled with terrorism, not just 9/11 and all the other stuff. I'm talking about the bouncers not letting American flags in the fucking nightclubs, day clubs, whatever they are.
Yeah.
Once we were all in, though.
I tell you what else is dangerous to do for the first time you're around a group of people you've never been around, especially people that you.
This sounds like a setup. This sounds like I'm not falling for it. Come back next time.
No.
Nope, not falling for it.
No, actually, this is a PSA. If you've never taken Adderall before, don't take an Adderall when you plan on getting drunk out of your fucking mind.
I don't think you were planning on getting drunk out of your
mind. No, I was not.
Wait, what?
I went.
Were you coming just for the.
Yeah, I had the mindset. I wasn't doing
drink,
it
but that was
what were you guys coming for?
Well, I was meeting just people support. For the first time.
It was my employee's birthday. Yeah. This is what bosses do.
Oh, I was going to drink and have fun, but I didn't plan on being on autopilot for several hours and making up some fictitious story that somehow our ad director wronged me and getting sending him ridiculous text messages.
Todd almost fought our ad person.
Yeah.
He sent him a ridiculous text at the when we were at the same bar. I don't even understand.
Well, and then the picture of me shirt off looking like this, people have seen it, where I have my arms straight out, I have an American flag bandana on, I'm shirtless, and I'm staring at two men that look like they're either kissing or fighting. That was Todd and our ad director having a full conversation about the fight, and that was me going, guys, guys, we are on the same team here, and neither of them would listen. Neither of them would fucking listen to me.
Keep in mind, Lewis and I have never had a conversation that didn't involve an ad read. I had made up a complete story in my mind about something that never happened, I was pissed about it.
Well, this is a real pro for Adderall, because I saw the text that you sent, and it was very well articulated.
Vulnerable.
Very well articulated.
You can function, although being unconscious, you can still function.
Do you remember him trying to pawn that off on me?
Yeah.
He was like, did you send this text to Lewis? And I read it, and with the first sentence he said, vulnerable, and some other big, I'm like, what? Does that even fucking mean?
Great usage of commas.
Oh, yeah. I literally double space after a period. I mean, the whole thing was just obnoxious.
I literally thought I was being punked. Like, I was being set up, because I'm like, what? I've never even talked to Lewis.
Todd was in a coma in New York.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how impressive it is as human beings that we could function? We could just run around a city for 7 hours on autopilot and wake up where we're supposed to?
Like zombies.
Who did that?
I did.
I ran around the city one time for 7 hours on autopilot. You know where I woke up?
Nope.
Jail.
I haven't heard that one yet.
I think that what I said is more common than what you said.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I've been doing this for a solid 10 years. And I normally wake up where I'm supposed to. I don't remember how I got there, but I woke up where I'm supposed to. It's impressive.
I puked.
I heard.
Yeah.
Did you wake up where you were supposed to Sunday morning?
I didn't walk around on autopilot. I was in a pretty good spot. Although I was shirtless, I was pretty, because I had thought Todd and Lewis were going to fight. So I had to, like, that was like my moment where I like dialed it in. I'm like, God damn it. I got a dad now. I got a dad our dad. I got a dad pops right now. I'm like, so once we got him home and then we went to that next place, which I didn't think you were there.
I was there.
He was there for about 5 minutes, maybe a little longer.
You guys went to a next place?
Yes. What are you talking? I chugged 10 more beers.
And by the way, for us, since we were there all day, that next place was like our 12th place.
Yeah, you guys started early. It was a very aggressive decision. Actually, whenever we showed up, I said, I'm not going to meet up with Diggs and Nick right now because they are at another level than I'm on right now.
Well, every time we go to New York, everyone's like, oh, what'd you see? How was it? And I'm like, the inside of like 10 different bars.
Yeah, just you go to your basic bar, same thing. Except for there's a shirtless guy running around. Did I get on a... No, I didn't get on the table. I was trying to get up on that table.
You were up on like the VIP thing.
Yeah.
I was trying to get up on
a small table.
Yeah. I walked in there, I actually went like this to it. I think I can get on this table. I wanted to make sure it was stable. I wanted to make sure it was stable enough. I said, I'm going to end up on top of this fucking table right here. I want to make sure I can get up on it. And I didn't, though. I didn't get on it. Little Benny, the owner, though, invited me to his birthday party the next day.
No.
So the place that I couldn't get in for fucking an hour and 10 minutes outside, sitting around waiting, the guy who said, Dave said, you're the most popular guy in here. I don't even know what that means. He invited me to his birthday party the next day, and I couldn't have got out of that city quicker. I woke up in the morning, I said, next flight out of here, I'm taking it. And I did. Legit, next flight out of New York.
Is that what you said?
I think we acted prematurely. I think we should have really considered the option of staying for that birthday party.
I saw that screenshot text that you sent about him inviting you to the birthday party, and I just leaned back and was like, fuck!
You thought I signed us up for another one?
I literally thought that was going to be the follow-up text. Yeah. Guys, we're not going back till tomorrow.
I thought for sure.
You guys all thought that I was signing us up for another one?
Well, you did it
for sure.
You did it to us a week before, so why wouldn't I think we're doing it again?
So much respect for me. Speaking of... When I get 1 million followers, you're going to want to come to that party. I'm not drinking until then.
The PM 1 million party.
McAfee's million followers fiesta.
Ooh,
get
there you
ready
go.
For it.
It's got a nice ring to it.
MMDF.
It'll be in Indianapolis whenever I come to an agreement with a club that's willing to give me a better deal than the one I heard from yesterday.
Which was?
Chris Burton's Revel. It's one of my really good friends.
This will be a huge event.
Actually,
we
Chris,
gotta get him up with a great name.
The fuck did I not just say it? Did I not just say the great name?
Someone write that down. Do you
the McAfee Million Dollar
Follower.
It's going to cost $1 million.
Well, somebody get this guy some more Adderall.
I'm starting to learn.
We'll make
$1 million
because we'll fucking sell tickets to it, and they'll be so easy to buy because we'll fucking set it up with SeatGeek. And it won't be hard to get in.
No way you just did that. You just fumbled and bumbled your way right into an ad. He's stumbling. He's fumbling. He's mumbling. But we will sell 500 tickets of those.
He's yeah. us last week.
Yeah. We'll yeah. sell 500 tickets of those, Todd.
We will.
And where will those tickets be sold?
They'll be easy as shit to buy because now buying tickets to sports and concerts and other events is way less complicated and confusing than it used to be. There's a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek.
Hold on. I know we talked about not playing the music behind it. I think we have to play the music behind it.
Do we?
Nope, not that one. too much. We need something much. A little bit low-key, a little bit lower.
Ooh,
yeah, that's what I needed. Thank you. Ooh, turn that down a little bit. Turn it down. Perfect.
Too much.
Hey, back to the beginning.
SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. I like this groove, this feel. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. They save you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals.
They're your guy.
They're your guy.
You got a guy.
Grades
or
every
a girl.
Ticket
it's 2017.
Based on value
vagina
to make sure
costumes.
You get the best seats to fit your budget. You don't have time to check each ticket site yourself to see who has the best deal for $80. You're busy. You just started a major internet media company. Your podcast records 3 days a week. Now you got 4 TV shows to write. And you got to get your golf game up to par so you don't embarrass yourself in front of John Daly. You know, everyday guy shit. So let SeatGeek do it for you.
It'll be fun to work for Pat McAfee, they say. It'll be a dream job, they say. Run back through that again right now, Todd. What do you got going on?
You got a lot going on. You don't have time to check this shit yourself because you just started a major internet media company. Your podcast records 3 days a week now. You got 4 TV shows to write, and you got to get your golf game up to par so you don't embarrass yourself in front of John Daly.
Easy.
You know, everyday guy shit.
Yeah, it's easy. That's a Monday.
From sports to concerts to comedy to theater, make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals and every type of ticket. Best of all, our listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. Because geeks are just nice people. To get your $20 rebate on tickets.
I don't know if that's your best line yet.
To get your $20 rebate on tickets, you need to do a few things. What's the first thing, Nick?
Get a smartphone.
Get a smartphone.
Wake up, maybe. That's number one.
Number one.
Number one. Wake up. Don't die in New York City or Las Vegas. Get a smartphone.
Pick up your smartphone and then do what, Diggs?
Download the app.
Download the SeatGeek app and then enter the promo code PAT. That's P as in Pat, A as in at, and T as in
tap.
Tsunami.
Close. Telekinesis. That's moving things with your mind. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code PAT today. Longest ad read yet.
That was a good one. Did you write that or did they write that?
They wrote most of it.
Why are they giving us longer and longer ones? They need to let us riff. I love SeatGeek a lot. It's the best
Why,
ticket.
Riff? Part of it.
Trust me, I sit next to him. They're the same length. Let's not put this on.
It's his notes that are getting longer.
That might have been my clumsiest one.
Well, you got into it.
A little off my game.
Yeah, you came right off the.
Got in off of
that. Yeah, it would have been a double gun in the track thing because you stumbled into
it. Yeah, it's getting harder to fool you guys. And you guys, when you sense an ad now, you're like, fucking change direction. It's like when you see a deer, you're like, oh, here's a good spot. Boom, he takes off. You're like, fuck it, I gotta wait for another one to come around.
I've never had that happen.
We're talking about hunting?
Yeah, the hunting analogy.
I've been hunting.
Yeah.
Have you ever been hunting?
Nope.
Have you ever killed an animal?
Me?
Have you killed an animal?
Yeah, I gave one a heart attack.
Never been hunting.
I did. I missed it. Yeah. And it died, though.
And it died.
Yeah. Saved all the meat.
Yeah, no entry, no nice. Exit wound. You're good there.
Do you remember that?
No.
That really happened when I was 12. Old Tim McAfee's the alpha male.
Right.
My dad used to, well, Brock Lesnar is. We'll talk about that. But Tim McAfee is just your standard blue-collar male. He used to put his hunting stuff in garbage bags with leaves and piss for like a month before hunting season. Do you understand that?
So yes. He smelled of the woods?
Yeah, these animals that run out in front of cars needed to be fooled by leaves and piss on their clothes. These animals that commit suicide on a very regular basis on 8-lane highways needed to be fooled by a guy putting his fucking hunting stuff in a garbage bag with leaves and piss.
It's intense.
Serious.
There's just a spray I think you could buy.
He would have been such a good Navy SEAL. If he, like, that's a Navy SEAL move.
Do you know my dad was supposed to be a Navy SEAL?
I know.
Have you guys ever heard the story?
No. You never heard this?
So
no,
Tim McAfee was going to be a Navy SEAL.
T-Mac?
For those of you that don't know, my dad used to run triathlons. He's got records in a couple different pools in Pittsburgh for the breaststroke and the backstroke. You're talking about just a very good in water human being. Not anymore. He can still get in a pool and do the whole flip turn and do that whole thing. He's still impressive.
Oh, nice.
But he's more beach whale-ish now than he used to be. He's grown a little bit, but he's getting back in shape. Uh-huh. And my dad wanted to be a Navy SEAL. Probably would have been the perfect Navy SEAL, to be honest with you. Great shot. Will do just a workhorse, can swim well, can run well, whatever. So he goes in to take the test, the entry test to get into the Navy, the first one. And you do a physical test. There's an eye test where you got to read through the whole thing. There's like a heart test, whatever. But then he gets to the ear test where you put on these headphones. And whenever a beep goes off, you have to raise your left hand or right hand when it goes off. So he was raising his hand like it was like, beep in the right and then beep in the left. So he was like, he looked like a schizo almost, like just hands going up, right? And they were like, sir, sorry, you failed. You can't be admitted. You got a problem or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. So like 15 years later, he goes into another doctor's appointment. Like one of our friends, my dad's friend was a doctor, became one of them ear doctors. I played soccer with him. And he gets in there and does that same test. My dad's doing the same goddamn thing, like ping, ding, ding, like raising his hands like a slot, like he won, like boom, right ear, left ear, bang, bang, bang. He was hearing the beeps in the next room over. My dad's ears were too good to be a Navy SEAL.
He's a fucking werewolf.
He was hearing
extra senses.
He was like super sensitive. He was hearing the beeps in the headphones in the person next to him.
Wow.
The fuck?
Yeah. His ears were too good to be a Navy SEAL. Tim McAfee. That's my dad.
I'm looking at Hoff because like maybe the wires got crossed here. You know? Maybe.
I thought his headphones were backwards. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought he was hearing dyslexic.
No, yeah. He was hearing the next headphone over.
That's amazing.
Wow. Is that not the dumbest thing you've ever heard? And he's hiding his shit in garbage bags to hide from deer. This guy's ears are too good to be a Navy SEAL, and he's fucking hiding his... Yeah, so my dad has like super acute something ear, like his hearing's incredible. That's why every time I used to come home drunk, who was there waiting? Tim McAfee. He heard me whenever I was walking up the front hill. Out of bed, here I come. Have you ever heard my Mother's Day story with him?
No.
Never?
I don't know if I should tell it or not.
Maybe.
I feel like I should tell it.
Yeah, it's epic.
Maybe you should save it for Mother's Day.
When is Mother's Day?
Soon. Soonish.
Well, here's the best Mother's Day story that you'll ever hear. So, I forget what year this was. It was a few years back, and it was Mother's Day. It was the highly touted celebration holiday of Mother's Day Eve, mm-hmm. You know, the big one. Mother's Day Eve is big. Mm-hmm. We don't celebrate it enough.
It's
Mother's
like Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, exactly. Valentine's Day Eve, all the Eves. Christmas, yeah. I guess you can throw that in there. Yeah. It's pretty good. New Year's. Yeah, that's it. Mother's Day Eve. I don't think Mother's Day is celebrated in a good enough manner, by the way. It's the biggest fucking day of the year. Without your mom's vagina, or if you get cesarean section, her stomach, like, we're not living, right? Like, that's just kind of how this whole human thing goes, right? So Mother's Day is gigantic. So I wanted to make Mother's Day memorable. I have a brother 4 years older than me. You guys heard him on a couple shows here. He does not talk. He's my polar opposite. So I go, Jay, let's make Mother's Day the most memorable fucking Mother's Day of all time. Let's do it this year for Mom. This is Mother's Day Eve. My brother goes, no. He goes, how about we just make this a basic ass Mother's Day? Just keep it moving. I go, no, Jay, let's make this one memorable. So what do you do whenever you want to make something memorable, Nick?
I don't know.
You go to Walmart. I went straight to Walmart, okay?
Yeah.
I started perusing around Walmart. Because, you know, Walmart's like the most incredible place on earth. They get everything there.
Sometimes.
All the time. Anytime you go there, you're going to see great people. You're going to see people That's probably battling. You're going to, but you can find so many great stuff.
And it's 24 hours.
All the time. It's a nonstop show. Yeah. There ain't nothing like that.
Right.
So we get to the boating aisle, okay, where they had the air horns, those things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three sizes. There's a small for your like novice boater. There's a medium size, which I have no idea why anybody would buy. And then there was the Titanic one, a big one. And my brother goes, what are we stopping here for? I said, well, I am purchasing this Titanic air horn for whatever the fuck we're doing for mom. And he goes, this is not a good idea. I am all in on a basic Mother's Day. Well, I said, well, I'm all in on the fucking Titanic air horn. So you go ahead and get a fucking cake and let's go home. Okay. So Jay goes over and there's the only cake. It's Mother's Day Eve. This is like 2 a.m. at this point, 1 a.m. And the only cakes that are left are birthday cakes. So my brother grabs a birthday cake, right? Obviously. That's all you got to do. That's all we got to do. So we got a Titanic air horn and a birthday cake, ice cream cake. And we're just ready to do it. Okay, so we go home. We don't go home. We walk out of Walmart, and I wanted to give it a shot, you know, just hear how loud this thing was. Holy fuck. An alarm goes off in the Walmart thing. Jay and I jump. The cake hits the top of the plastic thing. So now it says happy birthday. It's just, it's all fucked up, right? And my brother's like, this is not a good idea. Like, this is not a good idea. I go, Jay, this is going to be legendary. Mom's going to remember this Mother's Day forever. This is going to be a Mother's Day she'll never forget, right? That's what I kept saying. Jay's like, this is not a good idea. So we finally get back to my house. Okay. It's like 2 a.m., 2:30 a.m. And we're walking up the steps, and my brother's like, we should at least tell Dad. I'm like, why? He said, Dad might die. You're walking into Dad's bedroom with an air horn. Like, this might give him a heart attack. He might die. We might lose Dad on Mother's Day. We could be the worst kids on earth. Like, this could be all on us. This could be the worst Mother's Day of all time. I said, well, whether it's the woat or the goat, it's memorable forever, isn't it, Jay? He said, God damn it. So we walk in the house. I'm like, Jay, listen, you just follow me. My house is very small, very, very. It was 750 square feet from the whole fucking place. It was one single floor. It was one single floor, and I opened the door to get in, and you walk through my living room down a very short hallway, and then all of our bedrooms are connected in the back, and there's one bathroom. And we get in the living room. My brother's like, Dad! I'm like, Jay, shut the fuck up. Jay, you shut the fuck up. Will you? I'm going to kick you out of this operation. Please kick me out of this operation. I'm like, Jay, you need to keep it down right now, right? You need to keep it the fuck down. So we continue to walk, and Jay's like walking heavy. I'm like, Jay, you know he could have been a fucking Navy SEAL? All right, you know he can hear that. Keep it down. He's like, God damn it. So we get into my mom and dad's room, and they're sleeping, and we get right into the front of their bed, okay? You're right at the front of their bed, and I'm like, Jay, I'm going to hit this. I'm abrupt. You're the nurturing, okay? You come in, happy Mother's Day, with the cake, okay? So I'm abrupt. You're nurturing. You're the hero in this whole thing. You should be thanking me. That's what I told him. You should be thanking me. He's like, this is a bad idea. So I get into an athletic stance, and I have the air horn right over my fucking head. Right here, like this, right? And I look over one last time because I'm starting to get, it's like that moment where you actually start to think a little bit. I'm like, Jay, you think this is a good idea? I know this isn't a good idea. Dad might die. I go, Jay, don't be such a fucking pussy, will you? And by the way, don't come after me for saying pussy is a negative term, because pussy means very soft and delicate and very important to society. And it also means you're being a weak ass bitch. Anyway, so I said, Jay, don't be a pussy. That's what I said. I said, Jay, don't be a pussy. He goes, this is a bad idea. I said, remember, Jay, I'm abrupt. You're nurturing.
Yeah.
He goes, okay. So I go, bah, bah. flip on the lights. And we look, and I go, Jay, it's your part. Jay, it's your part. And by this time, my dad had rolled out of bed, reached under the bed, grabbed a gun, and was pointing it directly at me. And I just put my hands up, like hands up, don't shoot type moment. And I go, Dad, Jay thought you were going to die. You look like a fucking Navy SEAL. My mom didn't budge. Didn't fucking budge. She had the comforter right up to her chest, right up to her chin like this, laying. Dead ass stare right in my face. She goes, what the fuck are you doing in my bedroom? And I go, I hit my brother again. I go, Jay, it's your part. Jay, it's your part. It's your part. And Jay goes, it's a birthday cake. Happy Mother's Day. And he puts it on the table. And my mom goes, what the fuck just happened in my bedroom? I go, Mom, this is a Mother's Day you'll never forget. This is a Mother's Day you'll never forget. And she goes, I hate that I'm your fucking mother. And I was just crying laughing at this boy, right? And she goes, get out of the fucking room. Tim, put your fucking gun down. He still has us at gunpoint. Tim McAfee still has us at gunpoint at this hint. So he puts the gun back under the bed.
He probably considered shooting you.
Yeah, he was probably contemplating. You know, what are the consequences here if I actually go through with this?
Yeah, because technically we broke into his house. Yeah. So we're walking out. We're on our way out. And we get right in the middle of the living room. And I can hear them just like not happy. Like it was not a laughing moment in the back in the bedroom. And I go, hey, that's an ice cream cake. You're going to want to eat that soon. Get the fuck out of my house, is my mom, right? So we walk out and I look around and we grew up on the same street.
Yeah.
But not, you're up on the hill. I'm on the bottom.
Correct.
Houses are very close.
Yes.
All these houses are very close. We look out. 6 out of 8 of the houses have their lights on. Lights on, right? I go, oh, fuck. I go, Jay, you think this is because of us? And Jay goes, well, you gave the neighborhood a Mother's Day they'll never fucking forget. I said, well, we need to leave. I said, we need to get out of here. So fast forward. Okay, I finally make my first Pro Bowl. And the Pro Bowl is just awesome, right? It's really cool. It's like, it wasn't executed that well by the NFL. It was kind of a shitty operation, but making the Pro Bowl is really cool.
Right.
You get a chance to kind of hang out with like the greats of the league, the superheroes of the NFL, because you're talking about some freak athletes, the guys that make all the money for the NFL. You get a chance to meet them. J.J. Watt's there, and I'm like talking to him like, oh, you're a big motherfucker, aren't you? I mean, Jesus, I could probably be your kid, J.J. I mean, we kind of look alike. I mean, Jesus Christ. And then Drew Brees is there. I'm like, what's up, Drew? And he's like, hey, how's it going? Like, super nice guy. I'm like, boiler up, you know, because he was going to Purdue. And he's like, yeah, I get it. You're from Indiana. I'm like, all right, fuck you, Drew. And I just kind of walk away and you're kind of chit-chatting with everybody and hanging out. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere at our first practice, all I hear is, burr, burr. And I'm like, no fucking way. No way. I turn around. I go, oh, fuck me. Oh, what's going on up there, guys? Right. Just kind of playing dumb around my new friends that are all these Pro Bowlers. I'm like, what's up, guys? And then all of a sudden I hear, Patty, no fucking way. I turn around. No way, no way. And I'm still sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear it again. I'm like, no fucking way is this happening right now. And I forget who it was. Somebody was like, is that your mom up there? I'm like, no, I don't know who that bitch is. I have no idea. I have no idea who that is. And all of a sudden, my mom hits one long one. This is going to be a Pro Bowl you'll never forget. I thought that Titanic air horn was gone. No way. She fucking held on to it to embarrass me in front of my fucking brand new all-pro friends.
Sal Team 6 goes hard. That's why she's
Sal Team 6. And that's why she's Sal Team 6, and Tim McAfee's a legend. But that's a real-ass story right there.
That's fucking and hilarious.
It's the best Mother's Day in history. And if you ask my mom right now what she thinks of Mother's Day, she hates it. My mom hates Mother's Day. So I didn't make it the best holiday of all time. I made it my mom's worst.
And but
I
think that's what's memorable.
She'll never
She'll never forget.
I can never top myself. Good luck topping that with your mom, Diggs.
I can't. I was going to use this, but can't now.
Can't now. It was a nightmare, man. My dad, though, he would have been a good SEAL because in that moment, he was in the trenches.
Yeah. Just smooth.
Tidy whiteys, by the way.
In control. Just rolls out of bed.
Lucky it wasn't my bedroom.
Gun.
God.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if that was Diggs? He would have shot the sock drawer, then he would have shot the bathroom, and then I would have got fucking some shrapnel in me somehow. My dad, it was a 30-06, too. It wasn't like just like
Yeah.
Those are like guns that like.
Yeah, big gun.
Big one, yeah. And he just, he had it like up on his shoulder, like staring at me like he was hunting. Like
it would have worked.
He'd been preparing for that moment for a long time. Somebody breaks in our house, this is what I'm doing. Fucking Karate Kid, off of here. Gun, straight to the shoulder, right to the face.
Yeah, he's running drills. That's all I was doing. I was running drills.
Yeah, he's never blown up my mom's sock drawer accidentally, though. That's just Tim's
shit,
real.
Shit happened, man. Shit
yeah. Happens. So that's Mother's Day in the McAfee house. I don't know what you guys got going on, but good luck there.
I've never had one that good. Never.
It's never celebrated. It should be, though. Like, moms are the best.
Yeah.
All right? Like, my mom and I have hated each other on numerous occasions throughout my life.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day. Father's Day is coming up too, right?
I assume so. I think June. Around the same time.
June.
I don't know what I'm going to do for Tim. My dad's a legend, man.
We could come up with something.
He's out of control. 55 years he's been on this earth, and he's just starting to talk publicly that I've been hearing privately for the last 3 years because he learned what share was on Facebook, and boy, I'm learning a lot. The world's learned a lot about Tim McAfee, and he's just all in on America. I'll tell you what, my dad loves America. He loves me, I think, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sure. I think he loves me. I think my dad definitely loves me more than my mom.
Yeah?
For sure.
That happens.
I think your dad doesn't get as fed up as easily as your mom does. Your mom does not like bullshit.
Sally does not.
Straight shooter, and she'll let you know.
Think about that Mother's Day. Like, I came in there with a Titanic air horn that set off car alarms at Walmart. She didn't budge. Comforter right at her chin. What the fuck are you doing in my bedroom? Like, that's my mom. That's just right there. Does not take any shit, does not care, and she hates everybody.
We should have our listeners do experiments with their parents and see what their reactions are.
Okay.
I don't know if we should do that, Dennis.
WrestleMania was a couple nights ago.
It was.
And, wow, how about that national championship game last night? God, it was crazy. I can't wait to just let this out there and just talk about how good that winning team was. Do you remember all those shots they made?
Especially that last one.
Oh, that last one was needed, wasn't it? Because if that last one doesn't happen, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe the other team wins. Who knows? Basketball, what a crazy sport.
The other team didn't play well enough.
Yeah, to win.
To win.
Yeah, that's why they didn't win.
That's on them.
That's why they're the losers.
I think if they would have played well enough to win, they would have won.
Yeah.
Foul trouble. Got to stay out of foul trouble.
It seems like that always happens. It's always. almost like we could have predicted that yesterday.
Got to hit shots. Got to hit shots.
That one bad call.
Oh, that ref. Could you imagine if you did that in like the national championship? How did that ref even do that?
Unbelievable. Like,
well, how do you put that whistle in your mouth and blow? Yeah. How do you do that?
Hey, ref, get off your knees.
Mm-hmm.
You're blowing the game.
Nuts and bolts. Nuts and bolts. We got screwed. That's one of my favorite crowd chants to a ref in history right there. That's high school. That's old school.
Mine's to get off your knees. You're blowing the game.
That's a little aggressive.
I've kicked out a few times for that one.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good one. We've been kicked out of a few games. I mean, that's what you got to do whenever you're in a crowd, whenever you got school spirit. WrestleMania, though, was awesome. I don't know how many people watch it, but I don't care if you do. This is what wrestling is, by the way. So people who try to legitimize whether it's fake or real, we obviously know that it's fake, but it's a dude soap opera. It's all storylines. It's just a bunch of storylines. You enjoy watching because you want to see who Vince McMahon likes, who he doesn't like. You want to see who likes who hates who. It's all just a dude soap opera with some comedy sprinkled in and some hot girls dressing around, running around every once in a while that Diggs falls in love with. I love it.
And amazing athleticism from some freaks. These guys are freaks. They're big dudes who can move.
But I don't, trying to have a conversation with somebody who doesn't watch wrestling, right? Who just hates wrestling. Like, I've been watching wrestling since I was a kid. I mean, that's just what back in the day, we didn't watch, like, this might sound horrible, especially because an NFL guy, but back in the day when I was a kid, I didn't care about Monday Night Football. It was the Monday Night Wars. I watched WCW and WWF. I watched them battle every single Monday. That's what I watched. I'm 29 years old. I still watch it. I keep up with it. I just enjoy the storylines. I enjoy athletes out there making things happen and talking shit on the mic. I mean, I'm a stand-up comedian and a professional athlete. At some point, those are going to collab. And what Gronk did was awesome. Did you guys see what Gronk did?
Yeah.
Did you watch?
I fought for him. No, I watched like the pre-show. I didn't watch the pay-per-view event, but I watched like the hour they did.
So did you watch the Gronk thing?
I saw the Gronk thing, yeah.
Did you see the security lady who didn't know that was happening?
Yeah.
That was a fuck-up. Yeah. How does that happen?
What happened? Tell me. I didn't see it.
So Gronk, I knew Mojo Rawley was going to win that. Andre the Giant Battle Royal, because they've been pubbing him up. And that's another thing. It's kind of fun to like watch how the business works, because you're kind of like watching them build people and then crash their dreams like Dolph Ziggler. I mean, it's fun to watch it all kind of operate. It's been running for so long. I mean, they have like the longest running episodic Monday Night Raw has been on for like 7 million straight Mondays. I mean, it's an out of control business. The amount of money they've created. Last night there were 76,000 people in Orlando watching them. A year ago there was 101,000 people in Dallas Cowboys Jerry World watching them. It's a fucking incredible live show. You got concerts, you got this, you got that. I'm intrigued by the way they run their business. Intrigued by the way they run their business. Mojo Rawley played for the Arizona Cardinals. I think he was just a training camp guy. I think he was just a body. I'm not sure, but he played college football, and him and Gronk have become best friends. I don't know if they were best friends or if they become best friends. In the build-up, there's a lot of Gronk and Mojo training with each other, so it was kind of obvious that something was going to happen. And in the middle of a battle royal, which a Royal Rumble-style event, you have to go over the top rope to be eliminated. So what's his name? Gender? The Indian guy.
I didn't know.
There's always one Indian guy. There's always, the Indian guy throws Mojo Rawley out between the second and third rip, which never happened. So it was like you knew something was setting. It was a setup for something. Mm-hmm. And then lo and behold, Mojo falls right in front of Gronk, right? So Gronk's there. So the Indian guy takes Gronk's beer. Didn't drink it, by the way.
It was the worst throw of a drink in someone's face. Either. Yeah.
He should have spit the beer on. Like, I have no idea what was going on. That was poor. That was very poor setup. So it was like he was trying to get Gronk pissed off. Like, kind of the standard, set somebody up so they can do something. Because if somebody just does something, they're the bad guy. But if you set them up to do something, correct, they're the good guy, right? It's an easy storytelling thing. So they threw a beer on Gronk. So they go back in the ring, and Gronk decides to come in, right? So this is his moment. He comes in, but nobody told one of the security guards. So this female lady security guard comes over and grabs Gronk up and starts like yelling at him. And you see Gronk like really confused about what's going on.
Oh, surprised.
And then don't take shots at Gronk. He's a monster.
I do not like him, but continue.
He's an interesting
dude.
We'll
talk about it after
this. He's the same person everywhere he is, so you have to respect that. He's just your big, dumb, idiot friend. That's what he is.
He just seems like my worst nightmare ever to party with.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd want to party with him.
I don't know about that.
I think I'm probably your worst nightmare to party with.
No, I like you. But, like, if you were to, like, fart, he'd probably laugh. He'd probably giggle his ass off.
69 jokes. A lot of 69 jokes. I mean, he's just, like, your classic idiot friend. I mean, he's a meathead. That's what Gronk is. Gronk is the biggest meathead in the history of meatheads. That's what Gronk is. And I think he's really good at it. I enjoy Gronk. I don't know if everybody else does, but I do. So he gets over, and he's going to go interrupt this, obviously, because Mojo and this guy are down. And this lady grips him up, this old lady. And you could see, like, all the refs. So the refs in wrestling are a big deal. They're the ones who are the
choreographers.
They're helping everything out. Yeah, the refs are kind of making everything happen. And you see all four of them go sprinting over to the lady like, bitch, what are you doing? Like, get out of the way. Because it was almost a moment ruined. Like, she was, like, trying to body him back over the fucking barricade. And Gronk's trying to be, like, as nice as possible to this lady. I wish he would have just stayed in character and just tossed her. I wish that would have happened. But anyway, so they get him in. He gets up on the stage. He goes into a three-point stance and just bodies that dude. And then Mojo goes on to win it and for his friend. And then Gronk starts slapping him in the chest in the middle of the ring repeatedly because I think they just kind of panicked. let me slap you in your chest real quick. And it was a big moment. I mean, Gronk was one of the biggest moments of the night until Undertaker retired. And John Cena got engaged. You hate John Cena?
No. Like John Cena. I was going to say hate the move. Is that like... like a normal guy proposing to his girlfriend at an athletic event?
No, it's so the whole storyline.
Yeah, when you're on the Jumbotron and you propose, girls don't like that.
Girls don't?
I'm hearing they don't.
Girls
don't
do not
I
like
think,
that?
I think nope. Some do.
Nope.
Were you serious? Girls do not like being engaged or whatever proposed to on a Jumbotron? Like, what else? We're trying
I think
to give
it
you the whole fucking world.
How much they like that guy. I mean, if they're really into it, that's a great celebration. But if, like, oh, now you just pinned me in, I don't really want to marry you.
There's a lot of girls. There's a lot of girls marrying guys they don't like, though.
Yeah.
That's a very common trend in our society. And that's why there's 65-70% divorce rate. Because you got a lot of girls catfishing guys. They're deleting their entire Facebook from before they meet them. All those pictures of them going to tennis pros and golf hoes parties in college are all deleted. They take all those pictures, and all the dudes are doing the same goddamn thing. But I've watched a lot of girls. I have 5,000 friends on Facebook that has been there since the first weekend of college. Mm-hmm. That's the maximum amount of friends you can have. I was the only freshman that played the first week. I got a lot of friend requests. I said, yeah, confirm. We're friends. And now I've just been watching 5,000 people grow up through their life, and they have no idea I'm on their friends list still. I've just been watching these hoes trick all these fucking doctors into marrying them. I'm like, there's no chance these two are going to last. Oh, I found Jesus. No, you didn't. You've been finding dick for a long time. All right, let's not get too crazy. But John Cena, the big storyline is that he would never get... Yeah, take it easy over there.
My sister's been going through a lot. Yeah. Of dick.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know what just happened.
Is this just an announcement?
Yeah, what happened? Was that a PSA? Do we have a PSA nurse?
No, it's from a movie. I just wanted to get it out there.
Oh.
You do not have a sister.
No, I don't know.
I was so confused there for a minute. I was like, you have a sister? I mean, that was an interesting moment to me. But the storyline was that John Cena will never get married because he's too focused on his professional career. And Miz and his wife were making fun of it. That was the whole storyline. Mm-hmm. So after the match, after they win, he proposed to her. It was a cool moment, I thought. I thought it was really cool.
You think it was real?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he was going to retire, though.
You think she knew it was coming?
I don't know. I don't think so.
She looked shocked.
She didn't really sell up shock much. Did you watch it?
I didn't see that. I didn't see her reaction. Did she cry? That's what I was wondering, too.
Did she cry? Good question.
No. I don't think I saw any tears, but there was a lot of – it was a quick yes. I mean, it was a hard quick yes. Bang, bang. Well, he couldn't – he barely got to his knee, and ding, she was on it.
I feel like she probably knew.
You think she knew it was coming? Yeah, I thought he was retiring, though, because his family – like, before the match, they made a big deal. Like, he went and hugged his mom, and John Cena's been doing this for 16 years. I mean, that doesn't happen. So I thought he was retiring, because now he does that Good Morning America shit, and he's like he's big time. I mean, John Cena's –
in a lot of movies, yeah.
He's everywhere. People hate him in the wrestling biz, though.
Those guys never really retire, though.
Because you can make money forever.
Yeah, like The Undertaker, he threw his stuff down last night, right? He put his stuff in the ring and walked out. I wouldn't be shocked if he wrestled one or two more times in the near future.
He's the guy, though. Yeah. Everybody you talk to in the wrestling business says Undertaker's the guy. But WrestleMania is just a cool moment. I think more people should watch. Like, even if you don't watch all year, WrestleMania is just a cool live show to watch. There was a couple fuck-ups. The stage caught on fire.
Oh, I didn't see
that. After the show, stage caught on fire.
Good.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Show's too late.
They had an 85-yard ramp.
I saw that.
And it had, like, it was a TV. It was a jumbotron. They had shit going on underneath it. Uh-huh. Like, when Randy Orton walked out, they had a snake under him while he was walking.
I didn't like Triple H's entrance. He usually does, like, some big showy entrance every year.
Trike.
Dude, a trike, cuz. With no clutch.
No clutch.
Like, as somebody who rides motorcycles, like,
lost a little
that's a
there.
Geezer glider, first of all. And then you didn't even have the like, I love Triple H. People have been telling me I look like him since I was probably like 15, 16 years old. I'm a big Triple H fan. But boy, a geezer glider with no clutch. I mean, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. What? But it was such a long walk. I wish he would just got on a scooter and just committed. a Vespa. Just hop out there on a Vespa. See you later. But Shane McMahon's a lunatic.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was a really cool thing
to
watch.
He did, like, what do you do, three high spots?
Yeah, he did he would jump from one end of the ring to the other. Then he did an elbow drop through a table. He's a lunatic.
And he did the shooting star press, right?
Yeah,
and he missed.
He missed it straight onto his fucking knees.
Yeah.
He tried to do a Kurt Angle slam. His knees gave out. I thought he hurt himself for real.
Was this the part with the scaffolding? I was real confused. I saw ladders and
that was a Hardy match. Yeah, it was the Hardy Boys came back. That's another gigantic thing. And JR did a game, play-by-play for the Undertaker's last match. I was real confused why JR came out and did that. And then once Undertaker retired, it all made sense to me.
Well, you need him for something like that.
I sound real like I'm real geeking out here, but this is like a throwback to like my child days, like listening to JR. And it's night and day listening to JR call a match, by the way. And it was kind of interesting, him and Michael Cole. Michael Cole is the guy who had to follow JR. And Michael Cole is a good guy, probably really good at his job, but that's impossible. Just like the reason why people hate John Cena is because he came right after Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock. So that's a tough act to follow. I mean, that's just really tough. So you're going to be hated by a lot of people. And JR, whenever he did play-by-play, he likes to let it breathe a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to speak every single second. And as soon as JR would stop, like, Mike Cole and JBL would, like, step on it, and then you'd miss, like, the bagat when somebody, like, JR had, like, four or five good punchlines that they just spoke right over. But it was great to see JR back. The King was back. It was an awesome fucking show. I enjoyed it a lot. A lot of people were talking shit on it. I don't know. But Undertaker retired. That's a sad day.
Yeah. How long has he done it? Does anybody know?
100 like years.
How many years?
Has to be near 30.
A long time.
Has to be near 30.
I would think,
What was that, his 25th? WrestleMania?
Yeah, 23-2, is that right?
Yeah, so 25 years of WrestleMania.
That's just in the WWF. I mean, he was doing it for years before.
I mean,
that
he's
too.
A guy I used to watch way back in the day.
I might start using his walk-up
music. He's like three generations.
You're going to start using his walk-up music?
To wake, like, as my alarm in the morning, I think.
Bong! They played it at the end of the show, and
I heard it
was cool.
I get goosebumps every time I hear it.
It was a real cool moment. I'm getting real emotional, by the way, nowadays, my old age.
Are you?
Yeah.
Low T.
is that what that means?
Well, maybe.
Does low T make you emotional?
Like, I was getting emotional. Like, I knew Undertaker was retiring, and I knew Roman Reigns was winning probably with like 15 minutes left in a match. I mean, everybody knew Roman was going to win going in because they're trying to make him a bad guy. But I was getting like emotional. They're like 15 minutes left. I'm like, man, this is it for the big fella. And he can't. This is it. And then as he walked out, and they didn't have the WrestleMania thing lit up behind him, I don't know what happened. That was another technical flaw. It was just blacked out. They fucked up that one. I was like, I'm happy I was alive to see this.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, what is going on with you? I was like, I'm almost 30 now. I'm getting hemorrhoids and now I'm getting emotional. I mean, it's a whole different fucking world. I don't know what's going on. I'm getting old off. I'm getting old. But I think WWE is going back to the non-PG stuff.
I don't know. I hope they do.
Oh, really?
I hope they do.
Last week, John Cena called Miz a pussy on the air.
Oh, and then, he's going to get a lot of tweets from ladies that hate that.
Yeah, I'm so sick of you. Don't listen to my fucking show. Because you know what? Todd's a dick. And what does that mean?
Right.
Terrible human.
A terrible thing. You're saying a dick is a terrible thing. I'm a terrible person. You call me a dick. I have no problem with it. I have a dick.
My dick is terrible.
Yeah.
His dick?
It's horrible. Have you seen it?
Yeah. We stayed in a penthouse that was 150 square feet together. I seen his dick. I seen it. WrestleMania was cool, though, man. Cool. I want to wrestle so bad.
I know you do.
Everybody knows that.
I want to see you wrestle so bad.
I think I was born to be a professional wrestler. I really think so. And the first time I get to walk out there with an open mic into an arena, are you kidding me? I mean, what's going to happen?
It's going to be crazy.
What's going
to
happen?
Do you want your first hit to be in the ring or, you know, maybe?
What do you mean?
I mean, once one of those big guys hits you.
I'm undefeated, Hoff. Thank you for asking. I've already wrestled once.
Okay.
Thank you. Nick, you were there, weren't you?
I was there.
I'm 1-0. Who's next is the question. It was after college, before the NFL. So I had no rules. This is when I went and played hockey. There's no rules.
There's a lot.
Yeah, right before you're about to get drafted and, you know, make all your money. Let's go wrestle.
Where was this venue?
We didn't know if I was going to get drafted. Let's not lock that in.
Describe the event, the venue. What kind of?
Southern West Virginia.
It was a real treat.
Was it like in a National Guard armory?
Okay. So we go down there, and I was asked. So I went to one of these. Like, I'm a wrestling fan. It's what I am. So one of these companies, IWA, is that what it's called?
I couldn't tell you. I don't remember.
IWA East Coast is their name. Mm-hmm. And they did a show in Morgantown at the armory in Morgantown. And I went with like a couple of my teammates, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to go to this. Are you coming with me? Are we going to drink or not? And they're like, yeah, let's go. So I get there, and there's like 50 people in the crowd, and we're three of them. So we stick out very obvious, right? And we're just drinking, having a good time. And they're like, hey, man, if you ever want to wrestle, let us know or whatever. I'm like, absolutely, you'll hear from me. So then the day my college football career was over, I was no longer under the rules of West Virginia University. I couldn't wrestle. I probably could have, but it just would have been frowned upon. They could have took my scholarship, and it would have been a bad look. And it was before the NFL, so there's no rules. So nobody was the boss of me, shall we say, okay? Independent. independent. Do you know what that means? You got it on, huh? You got it on, huh? New job, work, huh? Bad, ma. Anyways, so they sent me a message, and they go, you want to come down and wrestle? And I said, I don't know if I can wrestle, but I want to come down. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'd love you just to come down and sign some autographs and just whatever happens, happens. I go, sounds good. So I had an agent at the time because I was under the influence that you had to have an agent. Mm-hmm. And he goes, whatever you do, do not step foot into that fucking ring. I go, absolutely, buddy. Right? I'm bringing my friends down. They won't let me in there. My friends wouldn't let me in there, right, Nick?
Oh, I would never let you do something like that.
Oh, he's so easy to influence. I mean, yeah. If you tell him not to do something, he's going to listen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my accountant's there. Best friend since kindergarten. He's there with me. Nick's there with me. My other friend, Chris, who didn't invite me to his wedding. And then.
Misunderstanding.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of a football season, and you schedule your wedding then. We've only been best friends for a long time. I've said some fucked up shit when I was blacked out to you, but that's not an invitation. That's why I have trust issues. But let's move forward. I was not happy when that happened. I would saw down a whole house if I had to. But anyways, bygones be bygones. So we go down there. There's four of us. And within a minute of walking into that place, they go, you want to get in a ring tonight? Yep. Final answer. Absolutely. It was less than a minute. Like, it was literally as soon as I walk in there, you want to get in? Yep, absolutely, I do. Phil, my accountant's like, we were told you're not supposed to get in. I'm like, Phil, this is going to happen, right? This is just going to happen. You need to just embrace this right now. They go, okay. So they have the whole storyline set up. I'm signing autographs over here to the 45 people that are there. Mm-hmm. 45 people that are there. And their big heel, which is a bad guy, Warpig, his manager calls me into the ring.
I like that name.
It was a good name.
It's a good gimmick. Yeah. He was like a leather face costume with just a big pig, nice. Big head.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah. So I'm signing autographs for 45 people. That finished in 10 minutes. So they told me just to sit over there at the autograph table still, and there's nobody. We're just sitting at a table. We're just sitting at a table all by ourselves. So it didn't really work out. The logistics of it didn't really work out. But then he calls me into the ring to talk to him. And I go in there, And all of a sudden, I grip the dude up, right? I grip him up. And then from behind, who attacks me? Warpig. Mm-hmm. Warpig comes attacking. And we had a five-minute match, like a legit five-minute match. I got suplexed. It took like 5-6 bumps. I did an up and over, which is when you throw somebody in the corner and they jump up over you and you run underneath.
Nice.
Yeah, and I ended it with a super kick to his head. And all day in practice, boy, I couldn't get it. Because I was so scared to kick him in the fucking head.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I do not want to kick you in the head. This is a big guy, right? When he doesn't even have the mask on, like, kind of intimidating. I mean, he was burning through cigarettes all day. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to be tired.
Because he's an athlete.
Ripping dots.
Yeah, ripping dots, shoving squares down his face. And so all day I'm practicing. Like, we practice this a lot. Like, for an hour or two, we practice this three-minute fight. Like, we practice because he didn't want to kill me and he didn't want me to kill him.
Correct.
So at the end, we practice this super kick and I couldn't get it. I was like either too far or I was – it was always too far in practice. I was like, ah, he said, you got to get closer. It doesn't look anything like it. It doesn't look, it's not good. You got to get closer. I'm like, all right. So when it came to game time, what happened? Right in the fucking jaw. Got him right in the fucking butt. I mean, it was like a bang right in the face. And this is all on the internet somewhere. You can find
it's on YouTube.
Very grainy footage. You can see it.
He said anything to you after?
He loved it. Yeah. He said, you did it. Like, that was awesome. Blah, blah, blah. He had a cigarette in his mouth, though. Less than 2 minutes after that, because we all went running out. That was the thing. We all went like running out afterwards and we're outside. And I'm like, that was fucking awesome. Like, that's exactly what we're supposed to do. And Phil, Chris and Nick all came sprinting out behind me. Really? It was a big moment. We're like, that was so cool. There was only 40 people there, but that was so fucking cool. And then Warpig turns the corner and he's got a cigarette already in his mouth. He was like, that was awesome. I'm like, yeah, thank you so much for that. It was really cool. But I'm supposed to be a wrestler. This whole kicking thing got in the way these last 8 years.
Yeah.
Got in the way of this, and then it got in the way. I think it's going to happen. It's
real pain in the ass.
But I'm undefeated, you know, like Goldberg. Even though he lost Brock Lesnar, who's the alpha male on earth.
If you could wrestle against anybody for your first match, who would it be?
Triple H.
Triple H.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's not how it's going to go. that's not how it's going to go. I've been watching everything on the WWE Network to do some scouting on some people. So when I meet them, I know what the heck. Like, Vince McMahon comes in real strong with the handshake. I've been watching their behind-the-scenes stuff. And Vince catches a lot of people by surprise when he comes in with his handshake. People's hands go flying. Not me, because I'm coming in like it's Adrian Peterson. I'm coming in there real hard. But I think whenever I finally, if I ever... There's some like local wrestlers that want me to do stuff with them around here.
Oh, I'm sure.
Should I do that? I don't think I should.
You get hit a lot. Well, I get hit a lot asking you to come to smaller scale wrestling events.
I have my own ring. I mean, we could create our own night, I guess.
No,
but
listen, you're 1-0. You hold all the cards right now. Don't sell yourself short.
Leverage.
Yeah.
The Art of the Deal. I read this. I have all the leverage right now.
Yeah.
I have all the fucking
I don't
leverage.
Think you should do it unless it's for the WWE.
Yeah.
Or NXT.
Yeah.
NXT, yeah.
NXT is a cool vibe. That's like the WWE's like development.
Triple A?
Yeah, but it's their single A, double A, and their triple A all in one right there. That's their development league.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool environment. Those places go apeshit. And they're like the old school fans, too, that would embrace everything about me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, it's going to be hard for me to go PG, to be honest. I don't even know if I could. I have no idea if I could.
Nor should you.
While talking shit on somebody, too. Like, I'm trying to, there's no way I'll be able to hold back a luck bomb or a shit bomb out there, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
That's good. Let it rip.
Not a bad gimmick, though, getting a microphone that cuts off. I told you about that last night. Not a bad gimmick. I would have to self-censor myself. Do I trust me enough? I don't know if I do. That'll be fun, though. What else is happening in the world, Diggs?
What do I want to bring up with you? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the fuck. God damn it. Some nerd who was sitting on his couch watching the LPGA tour.
I fucking hate this type of shit. If this is what I think it is, I hate this type of shit.
Notice that the leader, Lexi Thompson,
mm-hmm.
incorrectly marked her golf ball on the 17th hole, emailed the LPGA after they reviewed the tape, 4-stroke penalty.
This is what happened to Tiger back in the day, right?
I was going to bring this up. Tiger was in the lead at the Masters, was killing it. Like, his killing it. And then somebody called in that he dropped the ball wrong, and he just fell apart since then.
So they can, after the fact?
Yeah.
I hate it.
Do this?
Like, we had the best conversation in golf history with John Daly last week whenever we were in full conversation talking about making golf, like, normal and making it, like, a civilized game. And a half an inch cost this girl four strokes because she signed the wrong card afterwards.
You can see this guy too, right? You can see him. You know what he
looks like. Oh, I fucking hate him. Yeah, I've ran into him a lot of times on Twitter, and he'll never run into me in real life.
His house is so dumb. It's so clean. It's so... Oh, my God.
This happened to Dustin Johnson like a year or two ago. Too,
when he put it in the sand, right?
At Whistling Straits or wherever it was.
Grounded his club.
Yeah. There was people standing in the sand trap. He didn't know it was even a sand trap.
Yeah, right.
Right? It was
that was slightly different.
That fucking pisses me off.
Yeah.
I wish I had more fucking influence on golf. I wish I could be fucking in. You know what? I can get close to golf. All I got to do is go to DraftKings.com. First major of 2017 is this week.
I wish I could get closer to golf.
It's the Masters in beautiful Augusta, Georgia, April 6th to the 9th. Oh. And to celebrate, guys, DraftKings.com is hosting a free fantasy golf contest with $100,000 in total prizes up for grabs. If you don't
How play, much money?
You can't win.
How much money?
It's $100,000 in total prizes.
Have you guys ever
total prizes.
Have you guys ever seen me go into a gas station?
No.
No.
You know what I do?
What?
I buy every scratch off in there. Why?
Because you're going to win.
Can't win if you don't play.
Albert Einstein said that.
Yep. Steve Jobs
He's
did too,
smart
didn't
guy.
He?
Yeah.
What did Mark Cuban say about scratch offs? Buy the biggest one, he said.
Yeah.
And the smallest
one. It has the best odds.
Yeah. Buy them all, he said. But you know what the big thing? Can't win if you don't play.
You can't win if you don't play. Whether you live and breathe golf or you're looking to try a new fantasy sport now that football's over, 1 week fantasy golf at DraftKings is for you. Just pick six golfers before the tournament tees off this Thursday. And then, by the way, if you don't pick John Daly, you hate America.
I don't think he's in it.
Yeah, he is. He is in it, actually.
I was going to say we should check.
It's on his schedule. I checked it. I do my research.
He's making an appearance?
He's there from the 3rd to the 9th.
He's in the Masters?
On his schedule, yeah. He's got to qualify.
He's probably got a lifelong exemption.
Why are we not? He's going to qualify. We listen to him practice.
That's what I'm saying.
He's on.
You got to pick before Thursday. So pick John Daly if you're a true American. He's a hero. Then just sit back and follow the action live. Rack up points for streaks, per hole performance, tournament finishes, and more. You can't get closer to the action than this unless you get a ticket and actually go there in person. That would be closer.
That'd be
but
cool.
If you can't do this, millions of fantasy sports just like you have experienced the excitement of DraftKings. Now it's your turn. Remember, the tournament starts this Thursday morning, so hurry to DraftKings.com now. Get free entry in the $100,000 contest for golf's first major with promo code America. That's our promo code, America.
Spell that one out.
A-M-E-R-I-C-A.
Ah, pussy.
A as in
America.
America. M as in
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. E as
Eagles.
Email your mother on Mother's Day.
Eagles, not bad.
Yeah. I thought we were doing America.
Yeah. Todd
Carr. R as in Revolutionary War.
We won.
Mm-hmm. I as in the Indians that we pushed out. C as in
we offended the shit out of them last
Calvary,
week.
Which we used to
go to war.
Go to war.
Yeah.
And A as
artillery.
In artillery.
America.
America again.
How do you fuck up that one?
So I didn't want to use the same one twice.
That's code America to play free.
I'm for sorry, your comedic genius couldn't handle that.
For your share of $100,000 in total prizes this Thursday, only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Please use them because they just got on board last week. SeatGeek has seen our power. People, you keep tweeting SeatGeek. You go to an event, tell me you went, and tell SeatGeek you went too because they're investing a lot in us, I think.
Yeah. A lot.
SeatGeek is a single reason why me retiring is not that bad of an idea. Because SeatGeek's all in. SeatGeek's all in.
DraftKings, too, is the best. Like, they're way better than the other fantasy sports. That's why they're the kings.
There aren't any other ones.
Yeah.
What do kings do?
Split queens.
Hey, who you got?
They don't call the LPGA Tour.
Who do I got for what?
The Masters. Oh, my
John Daly.
That's your guy. That's who you're going with.
Yeah, I cheer for my friends. That's why I'm excited to be retired, because I can cheer for my friends all around the NFL. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of friends around the NFL because special teamers bounce around until they get hot and then they make a play, blah, blah, blah. I like to cheer for my friends. John Daly now I feel like is my friend.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I'm pulling. I don't know if he feels the same way. I mean.
Well, he unblocked you. That's a start.
Yeah.
That was awkward. I said, hey, John, is there any way you can unblock me on Twitter so I can promote this interview we just did? Just did it. Why were you blocked? No idea, bud. Must have been a classic misunderstanding, but I have no idea why that could have happened. I think we got linked into a couple of tweets a long time ago. He just blocked everybody involved probably. In the string.
Shit happens.
Yeah, because I've been a John Daly fan since when? 87?
Mm-hmm.
We can't say that company because they don't sponsor. I got chewed out for that, by the way.
For what?
Quoting him in a post that went very big. And that's not a particular beer company that likes what we do.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that one.
Yeah,
so many things to worry about.
I didn't think about that either. And I was like, oh, great quote. Here we go. Off and running. Bang. Hits the ground. Million reach on Facebook. Okay, here we go. Good for me. Hi-oh. Good for the show. Yeah. Hey, next time you do that, just say beer instead of the actual beer title because that particular company is not on board with us. Yet is what I said. I was the eternal optimist. Yet.
It's so weird we have to worry about that shit now. You got to worry about every little thing.
I don't.
Just for future reference, I do not give a fuck. I don't. I'm supposed to. I understand that, but that's why other people are here. That's what Hoff's here for. That's what you're here for. I am not worried about any of that. I am worried about this. And I said this last week. Mm-hmm. I don't want the biggest show. I want the realest show.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing the realest show has that nobody else does... Nick, tell me about our fifth member.
Time now for the Kim Jong-un update on the Pat McAfee Show.
This dude's the best, man. He's the best troll on earth.
Yeah.
In the history, probably.
This is a good tie-in here for you, too, because what he just did recently is pretty good.
Good.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
Crazy fat kid.
Well, there's one iPhone bomb.
That was a full spin take.
That.
Oh my god!
Oh my fucking computer!
He just spit.
What did you just? You just destroyed an iPhone and a MacBook with one spit take.
Oh my god. Tell me you got that
single handedly. Oh my god!
Did I get a paper towel here?
Jeez. That was real.
My iPhone is fucked. I need some rice. I hit his fucking computer over there.
You got everything.
We'll fix it.
100% your fault. 100. This is nobody else's fault but yours.
I didn't say it.
That was like one of those guys that spit fire. Like yeah, that cloud.
People say a full mouth of coffee was unbelievable. That was for real.
Just a full mouth of coffee.
Hey, were you recording that?
6.5 feet, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Vibs is here?
Vibs. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it is your fault. I mean, I just need a heads up. My phone's ruined. It's probably good news.
So.
At least it smells good.
Oh, my God.
The slow-mo.
I hit the back of
awesome.
That computer over there. Did you get hit over there?
No.
Let me put my headphones back on.
I'll clean it up.
It was like the soaks on one of those water rides.
We'll clean it up.
Oh, that was amazing. All right.
Nick, what do you got?
I need more coffee. Oh, my God. That was unbelievable. I have no idea. That came from left field.
Yeah.
Came from the clouds.
From the top.
I thought I was safe, too, taking that drink. I took a drink at that time because I knew something was going to come. And I was like, let me get this down real quick. And then whammy.
Fat kid.
Oh, God.
I love it.
There's no quote better than whenever a prisoner of war who's been serving America for a long time just decides he's fed up with a troll and says, this crazy fat kid. That's
he
amazing.
Ran for president. I mean, he was right there.
Yeah.
And he calls.
Crazy fat kid.
This guy is the best.
John McCain or Kim Jong? Both. Jim Kong.
That quote is the best.
Oh,
just like you said, this guy's a true war hero.
Yeah.
And ran for president. He's been in the Senate forever and just called this guy a clown, basically. He just clowns him.
I feel like we cleaned it all up.
Yeah, I think we're good.
I think we're pretty good. Tidy. Yeah,
except for...
We'll get it.
That later.
That's a pretty expensive...
It's the back of it.
So let me tell you what he did.
Okay, here we go.
I want to know what he did.
Microphone is under coffee right now. I mean, oh my God. Anyway, sorry. That was incredible. What a moment.
He spent $33,000 on U.S. liquor last year.
That's not that much. I'm just going to let you know that's really not that much.
Yeah, apparently. Well,
spent this weekend.
Yeah, you guys are paying marked up bottle prices. He's paying off the shelf.
Where's he buying them from? Is he walking into a local liquor store? Like,
how does he get it?
Known for his love of French cheeses, fine wine, and whiskey. He blew $33,000 buying spirits from the U.S. last year.
Real quick, can we stop? We were served a French meal on American Air.
Oh, my God.
It's the worst thing I've ever had in my entire life.
It was just foul.
You learn so much about the French. You know why they're miserable and hate everybody? Because their food is so bad.
It's horrible. It has no flavor.
So Kim Jong likes French cheese?
Yeah. So apparently he hates America, but he loves our booze.
He loves American cheese, probably. I mean, how could you not?
Not American cheese. French cheese.
Well, American cheese is better than
French. You mean like out of the plastic?
So French he's a big fan of whiskey, American whiskey.
Yeah.
Don't you ever take a shot at American cheese like that, especially whenever we're battling against French cheese at the moment. That's French cheese's job. Let French cheese quit halfway through. Like, keep the American cheese, all right? Jesus Christ, we out of the plastic. Yeah, it's
out of
the cow's
tit, too. You know how many times American cheese has saved French cheese's ass?
17.
A lot.
A lot. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Undefeated American cheeses.
Whenever the German cheese was about to just own all the French cheese, American cheese was like,
Is this about more than cheese?
No, it's about cheese. We're talking about cheese right now.
Specifically about cheese. You need to study your cheese history.
You ever heard about Adolf cheese? You ever heard of that?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was asshole cheese.
Hated all the kosher cheese.
Understatement of the year. Yeah.
That was just last year because the previous 4 years.
Do it. Hold on. He said he wanted to go too far. Do it.
Nope.
You were going
to
make a line.
This is referencing to Adolf hating kosher cheese.
Yep. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Unless he baked it.
Oh. You just made a grilled cheese reference, and that line is uncalled for. That's uncalled for.
Well, I think we should move on. I'm probably going to edit that one out.
We're going to get a lot of cheese complaints.
Remember, we are talking about cheese strictly.
Strictly cheese.
Strictly cheese.
Nothing else.
Yes.
Anyways, so Kim Jong used $33,000. He's also going to pay for shipping.
That was only American booze. He spent $127,000 on German, $107,000 from Denmark, and then $38,000 from Russia.
What's so German booze? That beer?
I don't know. It just says it had German to be booze. Beer.
They don't have booze, right? They don't have liquor.
I don't know, really.
Yeah, I don't know. What German? Well, obviously, he likes our whiskey. Mm-hmm. He likes Russian.
I have a question. If you're from Kentucky, do you have a little pride that Kim Jong's drinking your whiskey?
I think so.
This is all relatively new, too, because in the 4 years before that, he didn't spend a single dime.
Oh, things aren't going well. Starting to drink.
Just turned 21. Just what do you want him to do? You guys got some morals. You know?
I'm Wait sure there's a 21. Drinking age over there. Wait, so what were the countries again?
Germany.
Beer.
Denmark.
Beer.
Russia.
Vodka.
And then some Italian wine and a couple Spanish drinks.
You fucking paisans.
A little tequila?
Spanish drinks.
Drinks?
No, they drink that the stuff that all goes together.
Hurricanes.
What's it? Spanish do not drink hurricanes. They drink that stuff that all goes together.
Long Island?
Long Island iced tea.
Strong Isles.
No, like sangria, isn't
that? Oh, there it is.
Yeah, with a bunch of fruit and
fruity wine.
You fucking losers. Long Island, hurricanes. I'm trying to have a sophisticated conversation about the Spanish here. So he likes sangria, whiskey, beer, and vodka?
Yeah, half his people in the country are like malnutritioned and starving, but he's loading up on the booze. Full liquor cabinet now.
He's getting drunk. So I wonder how he gets it, if he has a direct supplier in the States and they know they're shipping it to him.
We got
to
get to that person.
Yeah. All you got to do is put a little syringe through the...
Because we got to get to that person.
No. I'm talking about to get him on the show.
No, to get him on the show.
Oh, I thought we were planning an assassination. That was a totally different page.
Not yet.
Okay.
I thought we were planning an assassination and we're over here trying to book him. And Todd's like, yeah, I thought we were killing him.
Oh, he spent more... than everything else combined on Brazilian coffee.
Ooh, I'm with him there. Brazilian coffee.
I love Brazilian coffee.
$715,000.
They have the best coffee and the sexiest women.
I say that Brazilian mocha.
A lot of Zika.
On a serious note.
Zika wasn't real.
There was a North Korean defector who spoke to NBC and said that they definitely have nukes in North Korea. They have like 8
Yeah, of course, Kim weapons. Jong's guy is going to come out.
Now
and say
they're down to six. So,
well, no, they have eight nuclear weapons.
That's eight birthday parties.
But they have no. yeah.
or death anniversaries or anything like that.
They just can't miniaturize them, so they have no way to launch.
It's like a big fucking nukes.
It's yeah, just, we've been saying this for months. Yeah. I don't know how we're this far ahead of the game.
Anyone know like how big a big one is?
Like a tanker truck size, probably. Yeah. Like they have no way to launch it because it's so giant.
Yeah, he can't get the ICBM to work. He can't get it up.
right? It's getting it somewhere is a problem.
He needs a little...
yeah, something. You know, little,
he's
little
about
help.
To, he's about to come through Lilly Pharmaceutical and grab some fucking... little dick juice. You ever use any dick juice?
Mm-mm.
Never in your life?
No.
You've never used a Viagra?
No.
You should do that one time.
Dick works just fine.
Yeah, just wait. Know,
where do you get it? Like, where do you get it from?
You need an older friend. Mm. We got one.
I mean, I'm not against it. It's heart healthy, so let's go.
Sometimes when you're really, really drunk, they're good to have around.
No, no. You'll be playing with a baseball bat. It'll be a whole new ball game for you.
Well, that's the old Dan Bilzerian story. He had a heart attack because of Viagra.
Took five,
but there was also coke there too.
Is Dan Bilzerian the man?
I don't know.
Come suck.
He walks a fine line.
Because coke makes it hard to get up, right?
Yes.
So they neutralize. A lot of people have been neutralizing that.
Coke's
Viagra.
One of those things where you don't feel any. I don't know how people get addicted to coke. I've done it before, one time. And I have no idea how people get addicted to that feeling. It's just, I don't understand. I understand it was a big boom back in the day. I mean, I watched Narcos. I get it. I mean, I watched Blow. I understand that people are in love with it. But it's not a good drug, I don't think. Like, I don't like the feeling of it at all. I don't know how people get addicted to it. But I have no idea how your dick operates on it.
It doesn't.
That's just what everybody really? Says. It's been strung out on coke before.
You so do you think coke working. And Viagra kind of go hand in hand there?
I think people are, probably like, taking it to offset the effects, you know? Still want to be able to have sex.
Like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, it's the
coke
jelly.
And Viagra.
Coke and peanut butter.
Has Kim Jong done anything else?
No, that's all I got on him.
Should we?
You know what?
Big bar bill.
Is it coming?
The thing that I love about Kim Jong, there's not a lot. I mean, the guy's horrible, but he loves North Korea. He fucking loves North Korea. He's coming out of North Korea just like Ice Cube and the boys were coming out of Compton back in the day. You know, they were putting on for Compton. They're like, listen, this is us. It was a bad hood back in the day. Still is, I think. Kendrick Lamar crushing it out of there.
Yep.
I had a teammate in college from Compton. It was a great guy. Talked very highly of Compton. People from Compton love Compton. And if you become successful out of Compton, it's fantastic. And NWA was the biggest success out of Compton in history. Probably in rap history, really. Yeah. NWA changed the game for everybody.
Changed the game.
Kim Jong is basically telling everybody he's coming to buy your booze. He's going to send a couple fake missiles into the Sea of Japan. He's going to fail miserably. He's got a little baby dick. He's a crazy little fat kid, but he's coming straight out of North Korea.
He's a G.
Straight out of North Korea. No doubt. Straight out of North Korea. It's unbelievable.
We should make that a shirt.
Straight out of North Korea?
Can we make that a shirt?
Lock it in. Lock it
in. Where's Vibs? Vibs.
Vibs.
Vibs. Can we make that a shirt? Straight up.
Yeah. He can't
crazy
hear us.
Crazy fat kid.
48 hours, Barstool Sports Store.
No, I think we locked that one in. Kim Jong's a member of our fucking team.
Oh, yeah.
I think we locked that one in forever.
Make that, okay.
That place.
I think straight out of North Korea place. That one's going to be up there forever. You should go buy that. Is that shirt, I don't know, when's this playing? Tomorrow.
But the game last night was incredible.
Let's have it on the store for when this come out.
All right, good. So if you guys want to rep our boy, our sixth member, Mr. Jim Kong, grab that shirt. I think this show's coming to an end. Anything else happening?
Hold on.
What do you want to talk about?
And don't feel bad about buying a North Korea shirt because he is not a threat.
He's not getting a single dollar.
It's like buying a Mickey Mouse shirt. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, like who's... It's like...
my voice sounded like Todd.
It's a parody shirt.
Who's this guy? He's like a Bane shirt. You're buying like a Bane shirt. He's a real life Bane, but he just can't do anything. He can't blow up a stadium. He can blow up his own country, which is what we're all
I can't get nukes out of my country.
Guy's the worst. It's only a matter of time before Trump pulls the trigger on that whole fucking place, right?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see those two square off.
I hope not.
Imagine those two shaking each other's hands.
My God.
That's going to be like the ultimate test of who's got more false bravado than you. I saw a picture of him using binoculars the other day, and I knew we were still in really good shape. Because who the fuck uses those now?
Yeah. Right.
Nobody.
Right.
Put it up on a screen.
Just zoom in on your phone. Just do this a couple times. Just do a couple of these there, Kim. Huh? You think he knows what an iPhone is? Jim Kong?
I bet he has one. He's probably the only person that has
one. I hope not. I think he's still using those big gray ones.
Like the Zach Morris thing?
Yeah.
Big bag phone.
Why will they not post a photo of Jim Kong using a Zach Morris phone?
I'll tweet him. I'll tell him I need
it's it. It's not secure.
It's not secure. Yeah, he only uses stuff that can't get hacked. Anything else happen in the world?
Yeah. Oh, I got two, and they're both major world crises.
Jesus, can't wait to hear them. Thanks for coming in with a hot
one. Yeah.
What is it?
First one is gay men are being rounded up and killed in Chechnya, and the government is denying it, saying you can't arrest or repress people who don't exist.
We should nuke that country.
Is Kim Jong running that country? Who's running the Chechnya?
Chechnya is the Republic of Russia. So
we do have nukes that are miniaturized and can reach other places in the world, and I think we should use one of them on
attention.
That country.
Who's Chechnya part of?
Russia.
Oh. Putin.
Yeah.
Let me hear
Nope.
Come on, man. You did a fantastic
Do your Putin
India
impression.
Earlier. Hold on. Hey, Putin, what's up?
Hey, man.
Jamaican now.
You're Jamaican. You couldn't be further. You couldn't be further from it.
Hold on. I got to start with a Russian phrase. This is the Russian space station. What's up, Pat?
Kind of sound like Borat a little bit, which I think is kind of in the same realm. That's not bad there.
Maybe you don't like us blowing up the gays. We just send them to the space station.
By the way, I know everybody says, like, it's 2017 this, it's 2017 that. I am so sick of this fucking bullshit. I'm sick of it. Like, listen, gay people exist, right? Gay people love each other.
Yeah.
It's what happens. It's just the way it is. Why are we wasting time and energy on even worrying about that? They're happier than most fucking regular heterosexual relationships. Why do we give a single fuck about any of this?
If such people existed in Chechnya, law enforcement would not have to worry about them, as their own relatives would have sent them to where they could never return.
Where's that?
Australia. That's how that whole country was founded. That's where they sent the prisoners
to. They used to be a prison colony.
That's how Australia started. It's not an island. But I think this is the big thing. Everything revolves around religion, right? That's why people don't like the gays, because of the religion. But in that same book that you're hating gay people from, it says only God can judge me, right? So why are you here on earth judging other people whenever God says that he's the only one that can judge you? It's like that fucking guy that came after me about saying Jesus Christ or God damn. Let's just let Jesus figure out who likes who more. Right?
Judging people like that are just uncomfortable in their own skin. And that's why they attack other people.
Yeah, but they're putting themselves in like a self-God situation where they feel they can judge other people. You are not. You came out of the same cock and balls that I came out of. We're not, you know what I mean? Because the semen. Yeah. We're swimmers. We're successful swimmers. You are not supposed to judge other people. God's supposed to do that. From that same book that you're hating from is the same book telling you you're not supposed to hate from. So just shut the fuck up. You're being a hypocritical piece of shit, and we're sick of all of you. And it happens here in America still. It's still affecting the way laws are being created. It's still affecting the way shit's happening. And that book that you're reading from is the same book telling you you shouldn't do that.
Breach.
It just doesn't make any sense. So Chechnya is probably a lunatic country that should be blown off the face of the earth. But this is happening in America in some places too. Not all places. Not all places. I think there's a large majority of places have come to the same agreement of me as like, who cares? Who gives a fuck? But there are still some
a lot of places, though. You hear it a lot.
Yeah, where they hate gay people and they hate black people.
Mostly, if you were going to look at a map of America, probably bottom right-ish.
Don't use cardinal directions.
Yeah.
Bottom right-ish. But I don't think so either, because I know a lot of very smart people from the South. It's just the dumb people from the South who are ignorant, who have never met a gay person, who don't understand, like, hey, that's the way it rolls. That's just how they were created. That's when they were born. The God that created you created them. I don't understand what the big fucking deal is. I'm sick of talking about it, because it's a waste of energy.
A wise man once said, E-L-E. Everybody love everybody.
It's on a ring.
You know who that wise man was?
Absolutely. He's your pregame announcer. He's the owner. He's the promoter. And he's your starting power forward, Jackie Moon! I'm just sick of it all.
Okay, second world crisis.
Okay.
Kim K can't get pregnant.
What?
Good.
She's looking for a surrogate for the third kid because she cannot get pregnant.
Good.
Diggs, this is your time.
Too much fake shit inside of her, huh?
Someone killed her cervix, I think. No, she's got it.
That guy used to work for us.
It's no joking matter, guys.
She shouldn't breathe anymore.
Potentially life-threatening condition caused when the blood vessels and other parts of the placenta grow too deeply into the uterine wall.
Kanye's beating that thing up.
Possible chance she could die?
Life-threatening, it says.
Let's check one off the list.
Oh, my God. Why do you hate her so bad?
I don't like fake people, Pat.
You know what? Me neither. That's an interesting thing. You think she's really the fakest on Earth?
You don't?
She's up there.
I don't think she is. I think she's an actor.
Oh, well, that's
doesn't that define fake?
But she's acting. It doesn't mean part of her real life.
I don't think she's other a people fake that
do. She's not in feature
look
films.
Look at Kourtney. Kourtney Kardashian is an angel from God. She's she's the best female.
Is this your I thought this was an ad read coming, but there's nothing left, so I don't know what the fuck this is.
Are we done with ad reads?
Yeah.
Oh, so we can end the show. Final thoughts. Final thoughts, Nick. Let's get to it.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a lot of bad stuff going on in the world, but...
keep laughing, man. There's so many good shit happening, too. Exactly. Keep your eyes open for that. I think we're living in a society now where negativity gets tossed down your fucking throat at all times.
And I think this is a good chance for Kim and Kanye to adopt and, you know, make the world a little bit better place.
Oh.
Get a kid from Chechnya.
Yeah.
They're hurting them.
A gay one.
Get them away from these crazy people.
18 years. 18 years. She got one of your kids. She got you for 18 years. Adopt a 10-year-old. She only got you for 8 years. 8 years. Adopt a kid. You got you for 8 years. Not a bad idea, Yeezy. I think you should think about it. Ha, final thought.
I will go a little negative here, but the big game last night.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Basketball games and football stadiums suck.
Oh, yeah.
Good call.
A lot of people bashing that.
But here's I'm in the wrong because it's still full.
No, it's still full because people spend money.
Terrible.
But it's the NCAA just cashing in.
Yeah.
Cashing in gigantic, like WrestleMania, just cashing in. You know the difference between WrestleMania and NCAA? They pay their performers.
It's true.
We'll get into that debate big because I got a lot of thoughts on it. And if you want to chit-chat about it, that's cool. But I'm smarter than you in this particular element, and I will definitely ruin you. It's a whole new world now with the billions and millions of dollars being tossed around at these games and these sports and these contracts for TV. There's no reason why the kids should not be allowed to make money off their own name. There's no reason for it other than just the NCAA being Kim Jong-un dictator bullshit. They're Chechnya. The NCAA is Chechnya.
You are Chechnya, NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Todd, final thoughts.
Don't scare Tim McAfee unless you want your fucking head blown off.
How about that, dude?
Yeah.
Straight out of bed, straight to the gun.
Yeah, don't startle him unexpectedly.
And it wasn't like a toss around, don't know which way to hold it. It was roll, pick up, wartime.
Oh, yeah, he stayed calm. He had a plan,
mm-hmm.
and he put it in action.
Always have a plan.
Yeah, don't scare him. He'll kill you.
You have any guns at your house, Todd?
I do.
Are you supposed to say that in public, whether you have a gun in your house or not?
I don't let Diggs keep his gun in the house anymore.
Good idea.
Yeah.
The entire apartment complex thanks you for that.
They're all in my trunk.
You should not get pulled over.
Stay strapped.
You should not get pulled over. I had a couple of teammates that had two guns in their car at all times underneath their seat. And I didn't find that out until like 2:30 a.m. when we were leaving a club or whatever. I'm like, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I feel like we've got whatever everybody else has got, too. And he said, look under your seat. Oh, boy.
There's one for you, too. Hey.
Caring is sharing. It can be fun. Diggs, final thought.
Don't visit places in Russia that start with CH. I'm pretty sure Chechnya is not a good place, and I'm pretty sure it starts with CH. What about Chernobyl?
Chernobyl? Bad.
What's that?
Oh, there was a nuclear... And now all the kids there have like seven eyes.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why Japan hates us.
Why? What did we do?
We won a war.
We dropped a couple biggins on them. Yeah.
I think I saw that in a movie.
They deserved it. So they started it. We ended.
Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're a scared motherfucker.
Go to church.
If you're a gutter motherfucker.
I don't know that one.
Do your work. Anyways.
Same song. Just didn't know the next line.
That's the next line. Yeah, it's literally the next line. And for me, We're a little hungover today. So this is what you expected, though. You saw the videos. You saw what we were doing. One of my employees had a birthday. What do bosses do? They celebrate with their employee.
They fly in after they get kicked out of their house.
And you're fired. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you guys tomorrow. This was the Pat McAfee Show.